Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
It's the Robbie for Bad Blood.
We're excited for
Bad Blood.
It's the Robbie for
Bad Blood.
We're excited
for Robbie for
Bad Blood.
Yeah! Robbie for Bad Blood. These pay-per-views are moving quick. They barely, yeah. I feel like they didn't really plug this one that much. It's such a great pay-per-view.
I know. I feel like we heard more for Ground Zero, like a lot more for Ground Zero.
Yeah, Ground Zero was...
What was the main event of that one? Oof. Oh, no, I don't even remember now. That's how... Was that the Patriots versus Bret Hart?
No, wasn't it Shawn against Undertaker again? And then some kerbopple? The reason?
No, it was Bret versus Patriot. It's the main event.
Was it?
Yeah, but it was Shawn versus Undertaker.
Before that. Maybe I'll edit all that out. Welcome back to another episode of Turnbuckle Time Machine. Speaking of Shawn Michaels, though, we are kicking this Raw off. And do we remember where we're at? Probably shouldn't say that if I don't have the knowledge. Yeah. Or city. Probably city. What town are we in?
I vaguely remember. Is it Bethlehem, Pennsylvania? Or was that some other time?
That's some other time.
So you're 100% sure it wasn't Bethlehem, Pennsylvania?
No. I think it's somewhere in the Midwest.
If I Google Robbie for Bad Blood.
Yeah, this song's going to come out. It's on SoundCloud now, guys.
Robbie for Bad
Blood. It doesn't matter where we are.
Bad Blood's in Columbus. Oh, that was 2004 Bad Blood. That's
Bad
a
Blood's
different.
In St. Louis.
St. Louis, Columbus.
Because then they go to Minneapolis where Brian... Pillman.
I'm pretty sure he dies of Bad Blood, dude.
Maybe. I thought he died in Minnesota. But you're probably right.
He might have. We're gonna
So we're out. Somewhere here in the Midwest at the Raw Before Bad Blood. Has to be the title at this point, right?
Raw Before Bad Blood. Yeah.
WWF European Champion. Remember who that is now?
The Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, after he beat Davey Boy. And he's not coming out alone. He is with the usual suspects. With China. Triple H, and Rick Rude.
The insurance policy.
And Vince is going to be doing an in-ring interview. And I will say there's a lot of in-ring interviews in this Raw. And they are better than the matches. So
that's why it was a good Raw, I think. You're saying you don't think it was a good Raw. I think it was a good Raw.
And then I said, wrestling-wise, not a good Raw. Interviews were top-notch.
That's what we're all here for. It's the drama, ladies and gentlemen.
So Vince is talking to Shawn kind of about, you know, Undertaker and his match at Hell in the Cell.
The one
or should I say
cell.
The cell in the hell?
The cell in the hell.
He tries to
make
it.
Somebody said that. Who said that?
Vince.
Vince said cell in the hell?
Cell in the hell.
Sounds like something Triple H would say.
Yeah. Well, he says it, and while Vince is talking, you remember in the 90s when someone would take a nice photo, you'd hit him with the old bunny ears behind the head?
Oh, I still do that.
We remember that. Is this where it started?
Yeah. It might have been. It might have been the first one ever
Shawn
done.
Shawn does the old bunny ears to Vince, and this whole attitude with Shawn and Triple H is so, like, elementary. Like, they're acting like kids. They don't give a shit. They're acting goofy.
Look, they're acting like degenerates.
That's good. It's got a good ring to
it. Yeah, they're big degenerates.
Like, extreme.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It's like, it would be a cool name if they did their group like that, if they didn't have already a sweet one, like the Showstoppers.
I thought they said the Triple Threat.
Triple Threat.
And then they're like, well, what about Rick Rude? So we're the Showstoppers.
Showstoppers.
He said it just like that. Yeah, that's so funny. And Vince is going to ask Rick Rude, you know, who are you really working for? And Rick Rude says he doesn't answer any questions. But Vince, since you got stunned last time,
he might be in need of my services.
Yes, he might need some insurance himself. And then HBK calls Triple H to the
mic.
Did
you just call him HB Gay?
No, but that's did it sound like that?
Yeah.
Then I did.
It's a good name. Why doesn't anybody have an HB Gay sign? Like, they have HBK is gay. They have Sean is gay. They have Sean is other things insinuating the same, but they don't have an HB Gay.
Yeah, they don't.
Next time we're down there.
I think it's offensive.
You do?
Yeah.
More than the others? You signed an iPhone the other day?
Yeah. Not the F word chance, or I saw a Nation of Masturbation sign. That's where we draw the line of G word. First time I think we've ever heard Hunter Hearst Helmsley be called Triple H.
Yeah.
Sean, you think so?
To him as Triple H. He goes, that's what they call themselves. Did you get that? What he refers to them as?
Together?
He says, the initial outlaws, HBK and Triple H, like if they're all initials.
Oh, the initial outlaws. Okay.
And I was like, why did they just, I rewound it, and it's like, you messed with the initial outlaws.
What is China an acronym for?
No, just Triple H and HBK.
Oh, okay.
With China.
And Triple H cuts a little promo, and basically he's giving Triple H the mic just to vent about the company, and from the get-go, Triple H is basically saying that the company spread their legs like some cheap whore, basically for overrated superstars the entire time he's been in the WWF.
Yeah, and I, watching this, was like, in my mind, I'm watching this, and I'm saying, man, Triple H, it seems like right at that time, he's like, you know what, I am going to get in with you, I am going to get this company from you, and I am going to show you how it's done. And it took him 25 years, and Vince is gone, and now wrestling is good again. WWE's good again, I should say.
Yeah, we talked about a few episodes again when Rock was like, this is the most important Rock promo, and it was kind of dog shit, but it like meant a lot for him. Looking back at this promo, talking to your point, like he's going to take the company.
Yeah.
25
like,
years,
it's like here we are. It's so like, man, he really saw his goal and jumped at it. And then didn't let anybody stop him. Started banging dude's daughter. Like, seems like from here, his entire career.
Drugged her, married her, and then banged her. You know?
Well, you got to consummate. And he was just like, you know what? Nothing's stopping me from this. You, just because you kind of ruined my career for a year and a half, I am going to take everything you love.
So don't ruin people's careers for like, you know, 15 just months.
Right, wouldn't you think like all the, you know, people get these days, like you get worried, you're like frustrated with work and you just quit. Think about if you decided that you're going to get back at your boss by just taking everything he loves and making it yours and taking his spot, and how much more successful companies would be.
Yeah, it would take a lot sooner because I don't think Vince loves anything but money.
Right.
So it took him like,
he loves that butt money.
Butt money. Subscribe to Vince's now OnlyFans called Butt Money. Kiss My Ass Club or come on. Or well, just what a great promo by Triple
H. Save a million bucks. That's just his OnlyFans, I bet.
Oh, it's just save with it. Yeah. That actually does make more sense. So yeah, I do want to throw a clip of Sean just flicking Vince's ears while Triple H is talking.
Yeah. Just doing like, bunny ears, messing with him. It's so immature.
Yeah, very immature.
Immature.
But here comes the old commish. Sergeant of Slaughter comes out, and he's got a word with Sean. He says, Sean, that you are so lucky that at Bad Blood, you will be protected by that hell in a cell.
In the cell.
Yeah. And Triple H is just playing peekaboo with his title.
Yeah, no, well, he's hiding from Sergeant Slaughter's spit.
Oh, is that what it
because,
is?
Because he spits when he talks.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's using it to block the spit so he doesn't get
makes sense. I thought it was just immature, but it seems to seem more hygienic, really.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. But he says, Triple H, you won't be so lucky tonight because you are going to face Undertaker. And then they're actually pretty scared. This isn't really like they're supposed to be scared.
Yeah, they thought they're invincible. Mm-hmm. But they're heels, you know. They get scared. They're like little children. If you were a child and you had to wrestle The Undertaker, wouldn't you be afraid?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Second, third grade, sure.
Your fourth grade, you're good, though?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's when I really started to notice those balls dropping.
Mm.
Not really, but I thought they were.
Ah, well, yeah. It took a few more years after that. 17, yeah. 18, I remember that day.
Yeah. We had a party. Heart Foundation come out.
That was not a good...
They're never good.
Heart Foundation.
They're never good. I gotta shoot every shot I can. Something will stick here. Brett is saying to Shawn Michaels, kind of referring to the old match in the UK. What was that pay-per-view called?
One
Night Only.
Only.
Where he
the beat British Bulldog. The pay-per-view before Bad Blood. It was the one before Bad Blood. Now we're at the Raw before Bad Blood.
And next we got Bad Blood.
Hey!
Right. Brett is saying that he has committed crimes against the Hart Foundation, and he will pay for those crimes tonight. And Triple H and Shawn Michaels are doing this, like, were they like?
He's like, oh my God, the Hart Foundation!
I know,
but they're mad at us. What are they gonna do? Bunch of clowns.
So funny. We have a promo promoting. We always talk about how close Survivor Series is.
We got a little promo for
the Survivor Series Super Supper Sweepstakes.
I think the Survivor Series is the pay-per-view after Bad Blood.
Because it's after Bad Blood. That's the pay-per-view after Bad Blood. The Survivor Series
Montreal Super Screwjobs.
Because that happens after Bad Blood. Hey. Survivor Series Super Supper Sweepstakes.
Super Supper Sweepstakes. Super Supper Survivor Series. Survivor Series Super Supper Sweepstakes. You can't stay at 5, 10, 3, 5.
Sure, yeah. Sponsored by Super Soaker.
Super Soaker or Super Supper?
Super Supper. It's got like a fork and a knife next to, like, it's on like a plate. I don't understand the Super Supper thing. But either way.
I thought they were saying Super Summer Sweepstakes.
I thought summer too.
But I was like, it's not summer. This is what Robert was thinking.
Yeah. Because summer happens. In the summer. And then... It's Bad Blood.
Then it's Bad. And then we get Survivor Series.
But first we get Bad Blood. Survivor Series Super Supper Sweepstakes. I feel like I'm doing good at that.
Survivor Series Super Supper Sweepstakes. Super Supper Sweepstakes.
Yeah, I don't get the naming of that.
So what do you get? Like just a really nice dinner? Supper?
You get an...
Do you know that like supper can mean lunch?
Yeah, sure.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was in college, and it was like Halloween, and I was partying like really hard. And this one kid that we lived with was like, oh, we got supper at my parents tomorrow. I don't get too crazy. Like, yeah, and I was like, I'll be fine by then. And he's like, well, we got to leave at 11. I'm like, 11? You said supper. I'm thinking like 6, 7 o'clock. He's like, no, supper could be lunch. It's long or the short, I threw up all morning and didn't make it.
Oh. Because you've seen the pictures of the Last Supper.
Yeah.
Does it look like nighttime?
I thought it did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You tell me it doesn't look like
nighttime? No, they might have changed some, like, saturation around in the photo.
I'm pretty sure in every Jesus movie I've seen, it was nighttime.
Really?
Yeah.
Both sides of the table or one side?
Both sides of the table.
Yeah, see the photo. One side of the table. They had two suppers.
Oh, right. Head of the table, though, was Roman Reigns.
Yeah, correct, correct.
Tribal chief.
Mm-hmm. They had two suppers planned. Something happened, so they could only do that one in the beginning. That's why they called it the Last Supper. It was supposed to be the one at night.
Because there was a First Supper.
Yep.
There was going to be like this
cancellation,
be like a
whole
trilogy thing.
Yeah, they were short staffed.
Third Supper. Yeah, had to cancel it.
Yeah. Shout out to Fire Knights. All right, we got a match with British Bulldog and Vader. And can I get my sign of the night out of the way, please? And this is a sign. There was still a question. Can I get it out of the way, please?
Yes.
Okay. This sign, I agree with. Canadian beer sucks.
That's a fair sign.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Canadian beer?
None of them.
You have to pick one, though.
Ooh.
Go under your head.
I would hate to say Low Bat Blue. I hate Molson.
You hate Molson, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the only two I've ever had.
Me too, and they both suck.
Low Bat Blue Light?
Yeah, maybe.
I think there's a Molson Light, too.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, but no.
No?
No, I'll go with Low Bat Blue Light. You're right. All right, the match starts. British Bulldog versus Vader, and Vader gets a clothesline outside the ring. So now there's a little kerbopple out there. Bulldog throws Vader right onto the security railings, and I thought that looked like that had to hurt.
Well, it is a wrestling match.
I agree. Vader sets up for that Vader bomb, and does he land it? You bet your ass. You bet your V on your left ass cheek he does. goes for the pin. 1-2 and OE. Little OE comes out with a flagpole, and it's the rest of the Hart Foundation. And now I have to go on probably a 20-minute tangent, but we can keep it short.
No, let's do 20 minutes.
All right. Jim the Anvil Neidhart is here. Oh, good to see him. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing with that goatee?
There's
no fucking way that grew within like 4 weeks. He didn't cut it.
I don't think he cut it. I think he's like, you know what? I'm not going to show up. No way. No way am I cutting my goatee. You didn't want him to cut it either. You said it was his identity.
I know.
And it was his identity, but...
I didn't want him to, but rules are rules.
They are. That's true. But they're making a big stink about this whole Brian Pillman and Marlena thing. And that was the rule. But they're still pissed about it.
Yeah.
So this is weird to me because I thought... The Hart Foundation was trending towards a face turn here after the British show.
I thought the exact same
thing. But now they're just coming in and attacking for no reason.
I get maybe breaking up the match just so Bulldog wins, right? But then just the amount of extracurricular activity that happens after this is just absurd. I mean, Brett sets up the figure four on the ring post to Vader. But luckily... The Patriot comes out and starts cleaning the house, but it doesn't take long. Hart Foundation end up taking him, beating him with the Canadian flagpoles, end up doing a figure four to the Patriot on that same ring post. And finally, when all is said and done, Vader's laying in the ring unconscious. Patriot's in the ring unconscious. They kill him. They literally murder him.
Wow. I would say there's some bad blood here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they cover him up with the Canadian flag, both of them.
Is this like the least interesting storyline right now? It's got to be.
Yeah.
I don't care at all.
Yeah, me neither. All right. Good beef, though, with these two guys.
Yeah, a lot
in
of
in the IC
beef.
Title tournament, our last match, two. Whoever wins this
is the semifinals, right?
Yeah, whoever wins this faces Louie. We have Ahmed at Bad Blood, though.
Yeah. Bad blood.
Hey, I think that was the best one. Yeah. Actually. Ahmed Johnson versus Farouk, and it's a good match for these two guys because they got a little beef. So Farouk is coming out with no other than the NOD, and here comes Ahmed Johnson. He's got a little clique of his own, Tom. He's not alone, Tom.
Yeah.
He's got LOD, Tom.
NOD, another time we get to see them going at it, and Ahmed is pissed and injured again.
Yes.
Every time he cuts something, he gets injured again.
Let's talk about this. By the way, he's also with Ken Shamrock, which is new.
Ken Shamrock's there too?
Yeah, he's... Okay, so I guess I'll put the photo here. It's Ahmed, LOD, and then Shamrock has nowhere to go, so he literally just walks behind Ahmed.
Can't see.
So I can understand. You didn't know he was there.
So yeah, well, he's taking his spot, right? Or no, he Farouk took Ken Shamrock's spot because he injured him internally bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's Farouk versus Ahmed. So he's rooting for Ahmed because Farouk injured them both. It's the big injury train. Ahmed's got a taped up hand, and he's fighting this match to, he's holding off on surgery because he's got a cut up hand. So, but they showed it from the last match they had. Was that at the One Night Only or wherever it was?
He faced the Rock.
The first round, he got thrown out of the ring and cut his hand on something. Like some nail exposed.
They said there was a nail that was in the announcement table. But I'm like, okay, maybe they... I'm like trying to remember the match. Maybe they ripped something up and then he slammed his hand. He literally fell out of the ring and just like gently put his hand like to stop his momentum on the announcement table. And then you're telling me there's just a fucking nail sticking out like that that goes literally through his hand.
Imagine if like Mankind fell on that when he fell off. They must have changed the design after this.
Yeah. Staples.
Staples, yeah.
They moved to Staples. Brings us to our sponsor for office supplies. Staples.
Staples.
Not nails.
Have you ever been to a Staples? Do they still have Staples?
I think that's like probably one of the oldest running jokes if you go in there.
Not if they have Staples, but do the stores called Staples still exist?
There is one by us, and it probably won't for much longer.
Really? Yeah. I know Office Max is still okay, doing all right.
Are they?
I mean, better than Staples.
There's an Office Max in MC, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a Staples in BH. but either both can fail at any fucking time, right? More likely BH than MC.
You know, I was thinking the other day, like, I needed to buy envelopes, and I'm, like, at Meijer and looking for envelopes. I don't know where the fuck you get envelopes. I'm like, I got to go to an office supply store. I got to go to Staples or Office Max, but I'm not doing that. So I just didn't buy any envelopes.
Yeah.
I've been stealing them from work.
That would have been my first move, just to take them.
I was like, work. I feel bad continuously taking these envelopes. So
where do they get it? Office Max.
I have no idea. Probably.
Well, Staples is the sponsor. So get your envelopes at Staples.
Yeah, you keep them alive one envelope at a time.
All right, we're getting a little bit of Rocky Sucks chant, so can't wait for that to end. If these guys only knew, and let me ask you this, because I thought about this as I'm watching this. Rocky Sucks, and I'm sure in Rock's head, he's like, dude, I just want to get over on the fans. I want to be... I know, but if they never chanted or hated The Rock, the Rocky Maivia character, would he become The Rock? What if they loved him
right away? He would have just been a lame ass student, man.
So I thought
this builds character.
Yeah, I thought about that. It's just like whatever situation you're in, it might be really shitty. You're like, God, I wish this could happen. There's a reason for it, right?
It'll build character. You got to learn from it. You got to grow.
So let's just say that your wife's cheating on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Because you need to become The Rock.
Yeah. Look, if your wife's cheating on you,
let her bang those guys. Yeah, You're going to become The Rock.
If you become The Rock, and then in like 5 years, she's looking back on all the guys she banged instead of you, she'd be pretty sad about it.
Yeah, she's like, fuck, I'm watching Jumanji, and here's my ex-husband who's doing very successful things.
And she's off banging Danny DeVito the whole time.
That scene never even made it.
I know. Yeah,
she had to bang him for nothing. All right, outside the ring, Ahmed hits Farooq with the stairs multiple times, and that's a DQ, and Ahmed takes his anger out on the ref, punches him, and now all hell breaks loose inside the ring, and Ahmed's team kind of gets advantage of here, and NOD kind of walks away up the ramp, and what the hell is Hawk doing? Oh my God, he's wearing one of the Nation of Domination members' hats.
Well, I like the hats.
Because they're so stinky. All right. The spot of the night, the segment of the night.
Oh, I mean, the can of worms of the night.
Which one of the biggest shows?
Conspiracy of the night.
Yeah.
Anything of the night. So we're loving this segment, but we mentioned earlier that Brian Pillman dies at either Bad Blood or the Raw following. One of those two situations. This is the Raw before Bad Blood, if you didn't know.
Yeah, I feel like we could make that.
He's doing his XXX Files here. So this is likely the last time we see Brian Pillman. He has a scheduled match for Dude Love at Bad Blood.
Correct.
So maybe we'll see that. I don't know. But I think this might be the last time we see him. He's doing the XXS Files. Him and Marlene are in bed in a hotel room. She's not looking too thrilled. He's having a blast. It's a really good last one to go out on if it is. If it happens to be.
Yeah.
And he, I guess he's really just, you know, talking about how much. Oh, actually, the biggest thing about it, I guess, is the stipulation he puts on the match with Badood Love. Is he says if Goldust has to be barred from ringside, because otherwise he's just going to interfere.
Yeah, he's got a point.
Custom match, which he's been doing the whole time. So he has to have that stipulation that he won't, or else it's not happening. And it kind of fades out. And he said, does he say Goldust has to be handcuffed, right?
He goes, better yet, Goldust has to be handcuffed, and not one of our handcuffs, because we'll be busy using them, or something along those lines.
Hot.
Yeah, very hot.
Pretty hot.
But I know you're saying, where does this conspiracy lead to? There hasn't been any conspiracy, but there is something that Vince says here.
Yeah, so as it goes and zooms out, Vince comes back, he's on commentary, says, hopefully this is the last we see of Brian Pillman.
Hopefully that is the last that we will see of Brian Pillman.
And if this actually is, well, he doesn't say that to any other segment. Hopefully this is the last we see of anybody. But this, he says this is the last, hopefully this is the last we have to see of him. And then he dies.
Unexpectedly?
Unexpectedly.
And I'm pretty sure at Bad Blood, Vince will say, and it's been ruled out there is no foul play. Why would you say that?
Like, why is that expected? I think he tries to assume it's a drug overdose. He tries to pivot to the drug overdose idea right away.
Yeah.
When Pillman, his name, like you said, first time we ever talked to him, his name's literally Pillman.
Mm.
He's not ODM.
He was in a car accident. You don't think he was prescribed anything? He's a fucking wrestler in the 90s. You don't think he's ever taken anything?
Pillman.
Why would anyone's brain go to foul play? Suspicious, right?
It's very suspicious.
So this podcast comes out a year ago. This motherfucker retires.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, because he knows we're on to all the sex trafficking stuff. And he's like, they've gotten off of that. But they're getting close to this whole Pillman thing. They're clever enough. They got a time machine. They can get the evidence that they need on me. And so he's like, I'm out. I'm doing my OnlyFans. Here's Sable with $1 million.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, cool, we love it. Sable with $1 million. Meanwhile, he's killing his wrestlers.
I would love to just edit 2 sniper bullets go into her head and it just goes to dead air.
Well, we'll see how the rest of the episode goes, but that might be the move.
All right, so Dude Love is coming out on commentary for this match, going to talk about his match against Brian Pillman here at Bad Blood and the Sultan. We still get the salt.
Did we have a bet on him when we last time we were going to see him?
I think we always said
every time we see him, we're like, this is definitely the last time.
Probably the match before Bad Blood.
It's going to be the last time.
The pointy shoes before Bad Blood. All right, so we got the Sultan versus Goldust. And when Goldust comes out, it's normally, is it 5 Carat Productions or? 24 Carat Productions, yeah. It changed. Do you notice it?
Well, what is it now?
It says Shattered Dreams Productions.
Oh, man.
And Goldust has been doing half face.
Yeah, half face.
Since Marlena left.
Because he's only half of an I get it now.
That's half his identity. Yeah. Marlena. Not only that, his face paint is kind of a skull. Kind of not a bad face job. You think Jerry the King Lawler did that one?
I think he was talking shit about it, so I don't think so.
I bet he did, because he's like, oh, what is that, some stupid skull? He's like, I did that. I can just see him doing that.
But then, do they say here that, and isn't Dude Love on commentary?
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, yeah. But so they say here, Dude Love says that stipulation's happening, Goldust is cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they also say, I think, either a week or 2 weeks it's a week from now, it's the end of the 30 days. So Marlena gets to come back to Goldust.
Yes.
Right, coincidentally. Right after they kill Pillman.
Uh-huh. Also, I want to just brush on that because they're plugging more of the next Raw throughout this episode. And you know what their catchphrase or their gimmick to sell you on to watch that Raw?
What's that?
Goldust and Marlena are going to renew their vows.
Right.
Why not just be like, and the Raw after Bad Blood, because you know some crazy shit's going to happen here. That's what's going to tune me in on Monday night during the Monday Night Wars is them renewing their vows. They said it multiple times.
Dude, they were America's couple back then until Pillman and Sonny started doing their thing.
Yeah. Let's not rule her out either.
What, in the murder?
I think that's heavy because that's the first time we've said the word murder out loud.
Murder conspiracy? What do you want me to say?
No. It's just heavy. It's more real than... Yeah.
Well, I don't know where it's gonna go. We're gonna observe the evidence at Bad Blood.
Sure.
Up until Bad Blood.
Yeah. Evidence at Bad Blood. Dude Love says that he did talk to the commissioner, Sergeant Slaughter, about this match, and he says that after this match, while Goldust is being handcuffed to the ring post, when he's immediately let go from that ring post, Goldust is going to verse Brian Pillman in a no disqualification match. How is that fair?
After he already has a match?
Correct. And then a no DQ match.
That doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
They were going to kill him anyway.
I doubt it happens. I doubt it happens.
If Vince's plan didn't work out, this was his backup.
Yeah.
Commissioner Slaughter's involved. How does this go?
I think they all belong in prison for life. This match went on way too long. By the way, still Sultan and Goldust. Goldust ends up hitting a Bulldog for the win. And the Sultan
like Bulldog wins. And I'm like, Bulldog's getting a smash somehow now too?
Yeah. We watch different ones. You watch yours on YouTube, right? Yeah. All right, we got a little bit of security footage that Stone Cold is walking in the building, and that is the half of the episode. Now, Stone Cold comes out, and we're starting this other half of the episode with an in-ring interview with him and Vince. And could be wrong on this. He might do this after Bad Blood, but this is the Raw before Bad Blood.
Stone Cold will be at Bad Blood?
Yeah.
All right.
Probably.
And the Raw after Bad Blood.
Vince's potential last night on commentary might be this Raw here.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Me too.
But this is a very big moment right here.
Very big, yes.
Because this is where, like, so we saw him stun Vince before.
Last week.
Right. So that was really big because that was the first moment of this anti-Vince thing, this where Stone Cold's now the outlaw, whatever. I mean, he's the outlaw, but now he's doing it to the owner. And you know their rivalry goes on forever now. And now Vince is stepping in as the owner more and talking about the firing and all this kind of stuff. So now he's developing this character of being the authoritarian, the authority figure of this whole company versus Sergeant Slaughter, Gorilla Monsoon doing it. And the biggest thing is he's saying, we're not going to be held responsible for your shit. So there's three options here. Either you get a doctor's note that says you can wrestle.
Yeah, no doctor's just going to give him a note. So that's kind of...
Or you got to sign a document that says if you get hurt, it's your own fault, not WWE, and you can't sue us.
Pretty sure they're independent contracts, so
yeah,
I think you're still safe. But go on.
You're fired, basically. You're fired.
Yeah. And Stone Cold says, Vince, if you fire me in front of all and the entire world, then I'm going to beat your ass in front of the whole goddamn world more than you've ever had your ass beaten. And then this is the best line so far from Stone Cold. He goes, and that's the bottom line, bitch.
Bitch.
He drops a bitch in there.
That's cool.
But you're exactly right. Head on with this. We already knew Vince was running the company and majority of people did. I think there would need to be that transition out. And now that it's, you know, everyone's calling him out. I mean, Brett called him out.
Yeah.
He wasn't, you know what I mean? He wasn't calling the commissioner out. So I think this might be his last Raw on commentary. I think he does commentate Bad Blood, but yeah, this will be.
He commentates Bad Blood.
And this is the Raw before?
Bad Blood.
In my notes, they keep promoting the Raw with Goldust and Marlena renewing their vows. How exciting.
I can't wait, dude.
All right, we got the tag titles on the line in this Raw, and we have the Headbangers, which are the tag team champions, versus the Boricuas. And we are not getting our usual suspects for the Boricuas. No Martinez, no Vega at all. We're getting Jesus and Jose.
All right. All right.
All right. And what are they wearing?
Oh, just regular ass clothes.
Oh.
It looks like they're about to go do some weeds, you know?
Sell weeds?
The guy, yeah, could be.
Could be. Sell weeds.
The guy has a hoodie and jeans on and like a flannel jacket.
Mm.
And then the other guy, is he just wearing like a wife beater and jeans or something?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you put it here, I'm sure, but
yeah.
What a switch to more stereotypical.
I know. We did ask for it. Yeah. We asked, like, we like more stereotypical shit, and then we get this. So I watched this match, and I'm thinking, like, without any context, because you get the headbangers. If you don't really know the headbangers, you're like, okay, what are these two guys doing? And then you literally look like you just found two random guys outside in this match.
Yeah. Like, it could have just been people that, you know, came in from the crowd.
Yeah, right. We got Jose.
Yeah.
Jesus. King makes the famous line, oh, there's Jose. And there's Jose B. And Vince fucking loses it.
Maybe that's why he's not on commentary. There,
yeah, exactly.
Like Vince, that's not professional. That's an old joke. Come on.
Yeah. This match, again, it was very long, but it is plugged. That if Headbangers win, they keep the titles. They will face, they'll put those titles on the line at Bad Blood against the Godwins.
So they have to, so the Godwins come in and make sure they get to have that title match.
Yeah, Jose tries to hit a Hurricanrana, and then those Godwins come out. Smart by them, make sure that the Headbangers keep these titles. So they have a chance at Bad Blood.
To win the titles at Bad Blood. Some hillbillies at Bad Blood. Do you think that they like Taylor Swift? The Godwins?
Yeah.
She's a country artist, right?
Yeah, she's got pretty lips.
She does.
Speaking of all these in-ring interviews, we get one with Little Owie. Little Owie's coming out because he has police protection, and Little Owie's coming out with a, what kind of looks like a SWAT team.
Right.
These guys are
helmeted up and everything.
Yeah. They're ready for some looting.
Yeah. Must be in a hardcore area if they got those helmets on ready and they're wearing them.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I think that's where we're at.
Are we in Milwaukee?
I don't know.
Well.
So, wow. Well. Owen's plugging a new new shirt, new merch. Who dis? Actually, I hate this merch. Owen 316, and on the back says, "I just broke your neck."
He's not wrong.
Do you think that this shirt sold a lot?
I don't know. Should I look up to see if we can buy it right now?
Yeah.
I would. I mean, I'll get it for you for your birthday.
Because if you're Stone Cold. And we talked about this with Owen Hart breaking Stone Cold's neck, that Owen was kind of a little bit too embarrassed to even check on him.
Yeah.
Like, never said sorry, never did anything. And, I mean, I imagine, and I don't know if this is true, but Stone Cold's probably going to be pissed about this, right?
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah. So, Little Owie is promoting the IC match against Farouk here at Bad Blood. And Owen says that Stone Cold will interfere in this match. And he's probably right. So he's talking to Vince, and he's trying to convince Vince, do not give him a contract. Do not give him anything. Look at where this company has gone. Just go ahead and fire him.
You're fired.
Dude, so the promo...
$15 online right now.
Yeah. But from where? Not the WWE site.
Inspire Cleon.
Which is not a sponsor.
No. Also make your own shirts.
Yeah, exactly. They don't sell those fuckers anyway.
So it was Owen's idea, though. He's according to Bruce Pritchard.
Probably. Shirt. Yeah. So, Little Owen is celebrating with the crowd in the ring, and here come his SWAT team members, and oh my god, that's Stone Cold.
Oh,
that is Stone Cold dressed in SWAT gear and gives a stunner to
Owen. There is always someone that is going to interfere when they have the helmets.
Yeah.
If they have the helmets on, they're hiding, and you know that it's going to be someone else.
He had his, like, mask down like this, and I'm like, this guy, remember Judge Dredd?
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, 90s shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looked like that. I'm like, why is this guy, like, head down? But, so cool. Brilliant, actually. Mm-hmm. All right, our main event of the night, Triple H with China.
Against the Dead Man.
Undertaker.
This is a big match. We know that some big things are happening at Bad Blood, so coming up next week. So it's just kind of like a little preparatory match here. And this is you got in the notes, China's kind of Triple H tights.
Yeah,
do you they all are that? Kind of color coordinating here, like with Sean and everything.
No, not at all.
No?
No. Sean's wearing something. Triple H has like the green like robe on. She has what looks like Bret Hart.
Right, they're the purple.
Black and purple.
Right.
And it says Triple H on the side, though. I never noticed that. Unless he's
you
new.
Think those are his pants?
Probably. They're probably same quad size, right?
I would think so. Same dick size, too.
Oh yeah, that Amazonian.
That Amazonian.
You just gotta keep it short. That Amazonian,
you know.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Undertaker comes out on the ramp, and Bulldog and Bret Hart just attack Undertaker on the ramp right before the match. Why?
I don't know. Who's working with who here? I don't understand.
The deal with this one? Okay, whatever.
They got problems.
Maybe Bret just wants to be. I don't know. Either way. Don't they have more beef with HBK? And...
You would think so.
Okay, we're not going to talk too much about it. But luckily, Vader and Patriot come out, and they help Undertaker by kicking the Hart Foundation's ass. While Taker is on the ramp, I'm just going to call them DX at this point. Not quite yet, but the Showstoppers start attacking Undertaker, and they get Undertaker into the ring. And Triple H has most of the momentum here, and Taker just like 2 minutes in the match, finally hits a choke slam, takes up Triple H, sets him up for the tombstone, and who is that insurance policy? Is that Flo from Progressive?
I think it is Rick Rude. He's in a real bad mood.
Yeah.
Because his name's Rick Rude. It's the Robbie Ford bad blood.
Rick Rude ends up hitting him with a briefcase, and now
China... What's the deal with the briefcase?
I don't know.
It's got some special surprise in it.
Maybe it's Kane. I don't know.
Maybe he's born with it.
Maybe it's Kane. Yeah. Is that guy got third degree burns? Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's Kane. China and Triple H hold the Undertaker while Shawn Michaels tunes up the band, hits a super kick, and is that a hefty bag?
In the briefcase.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, there was a body bag.
And that must have hurt like hell. Yeah. There's a body bag, and they roll up Undertaker in that body bag. And is this the end of the Raw?
Nope.
Why?
Because the Undertaker gets out.
He does a sit-up.
Yeah, in the body bag.
Oh, my God. Great.
What is dead? They never die.
Yeah.
And then he gets out. Like, I thought the body bag's supposed to keep people in, right?
It's not. He gets out. What the hell? It's supposed to keep people in. I keep people out. So Undertaker starts beating up the, what I'm calling DX, or the Triple Threat, or the...
Showstoppers.
And Shawn Michaels is like, Undertaker's giving me that Michael Myers walk. He's not really chasing him. He's like, all right, I'm just going to leave. And he's stopped by the entrance, by a bunch of smoke and fog and a big red
light.
It's
like there's a fire backstage.
That's got to be dangerous.
By God, dude, Shawn Michaels starts climbing the Titantron.
By God, yeah.
Yeah.
But Triple H is there to help him, and Triple H just ends up taking a tombstone on the steel entrance there, and it pans out with Shawn climbing up on the Titantron.
And that's it. We don't get to see what's backstage, that red light.
Maybe we'll find out at
Bad Blood. Because there's red light at Bad Blood.
And that's got to be Bad Blood.
Hey.
Let's talk a little bit of predictions here. We got the NOD versus LOD. I don't know what that match
what
is.
What iteration?
I tried not to look up too much, to read too much on finishes, so... NOD versus LOD. So Farouk is fighting
Lil Oe.
So he probably won't.
So it'll have to be, there's only two other guys now, right? Or no, it could be D'Lo and The Rock, or
it's probably
Mustafa
D'Lo and
The Rock, or ooh, Mustafa and D'Lo.
I think Kama Mustafa and The Rock. I'm going to say maybe, I think, does Farouk at the IC will determine this match, I think. I'm going to say LOD.
I'm going to say NOD.
Okay. Pillman versus Dude Love.
I'm going to say Vince McMahon.
I'm going to say Vince McMahon as well. That's a tie. Godwins versus Headbangers.
And this is for the tag title, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got to send Headbangers a retainer.
I would say so as well. We got Owen Hart versus Farouk for the IC.
What do you think here? I'm going to go with Farouk. I think he gets it back finally.
I think he had it.
I thought he did, didn't he? Didn't he beat, he won it for like a week or something?
Oh, it was very short-lived or something?
Or maybe he just was in that championship with your boy, Mark Mero. I thought he was going to win it the whole time. I think that's really
he basically did because Mark Mero got married after that. I'm going to say Owen Hart gets it back. Right. Even though I don't think that's the right move, I just think that, you know, it was on him previous to that. It would look better on Farouk, but I'm going to say Owen Hart. Bret Hart and Bulldog versus Patriot and Vader in a flag match, because we haven't seen that. That's a little something new. Since we're all doing new shit here with the Hell in a Cell, we can do a flag match that, you know.
We haven't had one in 2 months. But this is only 2-on-2 instead of 5-on-5.
Yeah.
Who you got here?
Brett would probably throw a fit if he didn't win.
I'm going with the Patriot, dude.
Okay. And then also probably last we see the Patriot.
I gotta hope.
I think so.
We're over it, right?
Yeah.
I think. Who do you think we see more once again, the Patriot or the Sultan?
I'll say Sultan. He surprised me. I really do think the Patriot does leave after this.
Wait, he signed like a 3-month contract?
Well, yeah, it was only to get like the USA fans over. I think so. And wow. The rumor is he had he had some substance abuse issues.
No.
Not in America.
He was in batch?
He wasn't. I mean, I didn't mean like he was taking too much D-ball. I think it was painkillers.
Ah.
Drugs. And finally, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. I won't comment on that one because I know the outcome.
Do you know the outcome? I feel like I don't. I mean, I know we know what happens after, but I think really the big winner is the fans in this situation.
Absolutely. It's a phenomenal match. Really, one of the best of all time. If you have a top 10, this will 100% be in it.
I've never seen this match, so I'm excited.
Ooh. Good.
You've really built it up into something.
I'm going off memory. I'm pretty sure I'm right. Yeah. All right, let's get into some
bad blood.
Because next time you see us, we would have been covering
bad blood.
But right now we're going to watch
bad blood.
Hey, good night.
And God bless wrestling.